Wednesday, 14th week, Ordinary Time 1, reading, the first reading, Genesis 41, verse 55. When all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. What he says to you, do." So when the famine had spread over all the land, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. Moreover, all the earth came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was severe over all the earth. Thus, the sons of Israel came to buy among the others who came. Thus the sons of Israel came to buy among the others who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land. He was who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. Joseph saw his brothers and knew them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke roughly to them. "Where do you come from?" he said. They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And he put them all together in prison for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers remain confined in your prison, and let the rest go and carry grain for the famine of your households, and bring your youngest brother to me. So your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "In truth, we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us, and we would not listen. Therefore, is this distress come upon us?" And Reuben answered them, "Did I not tell you not to sin against the lad? But you would not listen. So now there comes a reckoning for his blood." They did not know that Joseph understood them, for there was an interpreter between them. Then he turned away from them and wept, and he returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Gospel, Matthew 10, verse 1. And he called to them his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every infirmity. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanian, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus set out, charging them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and preach as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Theme: recognizing God's wonderful providence. The event of April 30th, 1975, changed the lives of many individuals, families, communities. Vietnam, as well as many nations, which received Vietnamese refugees. When this event had just happened, many considered it a shameful and terrible event because it caused countless pain for the Vietnamese. But after 40 years, we recognize many good things came from it. First, the Vietnamese everywhere have sent millions of dollars to support their relatives in Vietnam. Without this support, Vietnam might be in deep trouble. Second, many Vietnamese refugees have had opportunities for contact with and to receive the quintessence of the world's best civilizations. Without this event, they may still be around bamboo trees and the buffaloes of their villages. Third, many Vietnamese priests and religious brothers and sisters now evangelize and do apostolic work for nations who did the same thing for them before to lessen the church's shortage of vocations. Looking back at the April 30th, 1975 event, we must confess that there was God, that God's hand was there working through this event. Today's readings help us recognize God's wonderful providence in the history of humankind. In the first reading, out of jealousy, Joseph's brothers sold him to Egyptian merchants and lied to their father that Joseph had been devoured by a beast. His father and brothers thought that they would never have a chance to meet him again, but God arranged a way for them to meet each other. When the famine happened in their region, they went to Egypt to buy food, and there they met Joseph again. In the gospel, no one would think that the group of men which Jesus formed, rural, illiterate, weak, and fearful, no one would have thought that they could go everywhere to preach the gospel and become the foundation for a religion that has members in half of the world's population. Analysis reading 1. Go to Joseph. What he says to do, do. God prepared Joseph and his family. To understand today's passage, we need to return to the event when Joseph's brothers sold him to the Egyptian merchants at Dothan. Joseph was one of the patriarch Jacob's 12 sons and the brother of Benjamin, the youngest, and from the same mother. Since Jacob had Joseph in his old age, he loved him more than the other sons. God gave Joseph a talent to decode dreams and visions. His brothers hated him for this talent and wanted to kill him. The opportunity came when Jacob sent him to bring food for his brothers who were taking their flock at Dothan. In the beginning, they wanted to kill him, but by the interference of Reuben, the oldest brother, they agreed to throw him down a dry cistern and let him die of hunger. They changed their minds when they were eating and saw the Egyptian caravans passing by. Judah suggested selling Joseph to the merchants, and they agreed to sell him for 20 pieces of silver. These merchants took him to Egypt. Joseph went through lots of up and downs from that time, but using his talent of interpreting dreams, Joseph was brought to the Egyptian palace to explain the king Pharaoh's dreams. When he was successful interpreting the Pharaoh's dreams, he was instituted as the prime minister, the second man after the king. The encounter between Joseph and his sons. God let a severe famine happen in all the regions. All the people were hungry. The people cried to the Pharaoh for bread, and the Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. What he says to you, do." So when the famine had spread all over the land, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. For the famine was severe also in the land of Egypt. The famine wasn't only in Egypt, but was also severe over all the earth. People everywhere came to buy wheat from Joseph. Thus, the sons of Israel were also among those who came to buy. Joseph's reaction. When Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground, Joseph saw his brothers and knew them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke roughly to them. "And where do you come from?" he said. They said, "From the land of Canaan, to buy food." And he put them all together in prison for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers remain confined in your prison, and let the rest go and carry grain for the famine for your households, and bring your youngest brother to me. So your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. His brothers' reactions. They didn't recognize Joseph in his royal dress, but they regretted causing damage to him. They said to each other, "In truth, we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us and we would not listen. Therefore is this distress come upon us." They knew if they borrowed, they must repay. The oldest brother, Reuben, reminded them of the past story. "Did I not tell you not to sin against the lad? But you would not listen. So now there comes a reckoning for his blood." They didn't know that Joseph understood what they were saying. Joseph turned away from them and wept. And then he returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. He sold them grains and released them to their homeland. Gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus gave his blessings to the apostles so they could distribute them to others. In God's providence, Jesus didn't work by himself, but he selected 12 apostles to train, to bestow his power, and he gave them the mission of preaching the gospel to every people. Imitating Jesus, the church, through many generations, We still continue Jesus' mission. On the one hand, she continually preaches the gospel to all nations. On the other hand, she continues to form the preachers and to send them out so they can continue to preach the gospel to future generations. When we look back at the history of the church, we undoubtedly believe in Christ's presence in the church. The list of Jesus' 12 apostles. Matthew reported the names of the 12 as follow. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Looking at the list, the first thing we notice is that these people are plain. There isn't anything special about them according to our worldly standards, not counting their sins and weaknesses. This shows that what they shall accomplish completely depended on God's strength and power. He helped plain people accomplish wonderful works. People used to choose those who had the same interest or temperament. Jesus chose apostles who had different temperaments to the point of conflict. Peter was quick to talk with John, a thinker. Simon, a zealot, opposed all foreign power, was to live with Matthew, the tax collector who worked for the Roman emperor. Thomas, a doubter, denied believing when the other apostles witnessed that Jesus had risen. Jesus could help them discard individual differences to live together. Jesus helped them discard individual differences to live together and to accomplish the given mission. Application in life. God is the one who controls all things which happen in this world, not any other God. We must absolutely believe in His power. We shouldn't quickly blame God and others when an event happens, but be quiet to find out God's will and do it to benefit ourselves, our family, and community.